It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I am your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on keeping an eye on government, and also we'll introduce a new game for the holidays. This past week, I attended two civic meetings that gave me cause to pause, and I also heard a rumor on how the city of Sausalito plans to budget. I will explain why I think you need to remain vigilant, and at the end of the show, introduce a new game for the holidays. Last Monday night, I attended a meeting in Mill Valley regarding the proposed 160-car parking lot to be built at Four Corners for visitors to Muir Woods. Thankfully, Supervisors Steve Kinsey and Kate Sears opened the meeting with the news that the National Park Service and the Golden Gate National Recreation Area had abandoned the idea of the parking lot. The balance of that meeting consisted of people in the audience voicing their concerns about the increasing visits to the woods and the resulting traffic. The meeting appeared like a demonstration of democracy with elected officials listening to their constituents. I was left uneasy, however, because it was only because of the efforts of a few citizens that this proposed lot was challenged. The Park Service and the National Recreation Area apparently intended to slide the lot through with merely a 2-week comment period, and allegedly Supervisor Kinsey was aware of the effort for several years. So you need to keep an eye on this one, as it appears to be far from over. The second meeting I attended concerned the proposed fishing pier on the Sausalito waterfront. The city had the pier designer present, as well as a paid meeting facilitator. Ka-ching! I sat in the back of the meeting, listening to the input from residents, but mostly marveling why such a session was even necessary. The Planning Commission conducted a thorough review of this project and voted 5-0 to reject it. Why is the City Council so bent on overriding the Planning Commission's decision? Will this pier become another and very expensive spot to park bicycles? The grant to fund this project is only $160,000, and some $50,000 has already been spent with no construction started. Keep an eye on this one, as it's likely going to ultimately cost you money for a not that attractive project that will serve little useful purpose over the decades. A rumor is afloat that the city is considering proposing a parcel tax to fund or partially fund the city library. Every year, the finance people threaten to close the library along with the city parks because of budget issues. The library is a popular spot in the city, so it's an emotional item that budgeters seize on when someone suggests fiscal responsibility. Resorting to a parcel tax to fund the library is a way around Prop 13 and lets the city off tightening its belt. Yes, 2/3 of the voters will have to approve the tax, but who is going to vote no against the library? Keep an eye on this one, as it is just the beginning of budget games, as pension costs continue to consume more of the city's revenue. But on a happier note, I want to introduce you to Holiday Tic Tac Ingo. Last year, I introduced Holiday Bingo in my show number 86 as a way for introverts to enjoy family get-togethers by playing a bingo-based game. The playing card was a 5x5 table with each block containing the description of an item you might observe at a holiday party. The player wins by completing the card similar to standard bingo. This year, I have reduced the card to a 3x3 table, similar to a tic-tac-toe board. The center space is a free one, and the surrounding blocks again contain the description of an item you might observe at a holiday party. A player wins by completing any three items in a row, column, or diagonal. My podcast of this show will be available at RadioSausalito.com tomorrow, and I will include a file with play-ready cards as well as a template to create your own. Now, if you get caught playing Tic-Tac-Ingo during a family event, please do not reveal the source. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at RadioSausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.